Well, originally we started out with the first epic album. We wanted to put a list of groups on the back that we knew were valid causes where the money went to. It's sort of like when you give your money to something, you want to know it's being used responsibly. And we had worked with these groups. We knew them. We had been in connection with them before we even got signed. And so it was our experience that these were good resources for education and awareness, and just they made a difference in the world. We did that as a way to educate people, not to tell them what to give their money to, but to say, if you want more information on this kind of cause, you can write to these addresses, because a lot of times people don't have the resources to find out about things. And now, we support causes that we've always supported. We're environmentally minded, and we do a lot of AIDS benefits, and we do a lot of benefits geared towards education, which we think probably in general is the best thing all the way around, as far as educating people at a young age and making them aware of the world.
It's hard to, there are just so many good causes out there, and there aren't too many times that someone asks us to play a benefit for something that we wouldn't play if we didn't have, if we had the time, we'd play it. I think someone asked us to play benefit for their rugby team one time, though, and we turned that down.